Join Aubrey Masango, evenings on 702.
Brian Mokoena is spokesperson of Pay Our Royalties Movement, and he joins me now on the line. Brian, thank you so much for joining me, sir, and I really appreciate your time. Mebrur, tell me, I see that tomorrow you are going to descend on Universal Music offices at 11 tomorrow. What is the reason for this action?
Thanks, Praob. The reason for us to organize or to descend to the offices at Universal Music is that as an industry, that is the artists and the producers, we are totally not happy with what our fellow artists and producers are getting by way of royalties from some of these record labels and collecting societies. So we are going to Universal as one of the biggest record labels in the continent and in the country to demand an overhaul of the manner in which the royalties are calculated, because as we all know, the manner in which the music re-consumed has completely changed. For an example, we're talking about streaming services. So when you buy your music, you don't buy it as a hard copy like your CD or your cassette or your LP, which simply means that, production costs have gone down, your storage costs have gone down, trucks, vans, or cars that were able to transport the music from point A to point B, they are completely not there. Your music shops are not there anymore. Everything is online, which means that now the costs that the record labels used to incur before have completely evaporated. And yet, that has not made any positive spin-off into the royalties that the artists are currently getting. Some of these record companies, for example, they are not even paying a clear and a proper royalty to the artist as we speak right now. So what we are trying to do, we're trying to call on upon the country and to make people aware and conscientize our society and consumers. The reason why you see the artist, it's honorable Lusanda, who came out a couple of weeks back and said, look, I'm down and out, help me, it's because of the problems that we are experiencing from the record labels and the collecting societies.
So tell me, Brian, I heard you say, as you know, I'm completely ignorant about these things. and I would argue that a great percentage of South Africans really don't really understand exactly how it works. So I'm seeing that this is a global issue that is being raised by artists, not only in the music space, but in the performing arts space, actors on radio, television and in the silver screen, that the advent of ICT and everything going online and all of those things has changed the game quite significantly, and that artists aren't seeing the kinds of royalties that they ought to be seeing. How is it supposed to work ideally, Brian? And work through it for me from the time when we were just still buying cassettes, my brother, when we were still buying CDs. How were artists being paid? And then help us understand how it should work in the advent of online consumption of artistic works, but more specifically music in this space.
Okay, let me just draw a quick picture for you. Let's say I'm a record label and I sign Aubrey into my record label. That is before the advent of the streaming service.
Yeah.
Okay. I would offer you, let's say, 10% of the overall royalties, right? And that 10%...
So let me understand what you're saying to me. So let's say my CD at the time cost 100 rand. I would then be eligible to get 10 rand.
Not necessarily 10 rand.
Yeah?
10% after a deduction of certain things like your storage fees,
right?
Your marketing, production of the actual what you call physical CD, you know, transporting or exporting of your material out there, you know.
Yeah.
Then after all the expenses have been calculated, the money that remains, then you get 10%.
Right. Okay.
Now all those things, the ICT has made sure that all those things now they are erased.
Yeah.
Okay. We no longer have your storage facilities. We don't produce CDs like I said or cassette in a physical form. You know, all those things have gone. These are my illegal affairs.
Sure.
Okay. But some of the record companies, they still want to rely on what? They still want to rely on the old methods or systems of payment, yeah, the artist, without taking into account or the issues that the storage is, the issues that they're dealing with, they are no longer there.
Mm.
And furthermore, they also fail to account clearly and properly for streaming services. Let's say, for example, you buy music on YouTube. Some of these record labels, they are refusing to account properly as to how many streams have been bought to some music here and artists.
So how's the process of making sure that that actually happens? How does that work, and how is it policed?
You see, we've got collecting societies out there. You've got collecting societies that collect for different regimes or different streams, like your mechanical royalties, your performance royalties, blah blah. You name them, okay?
Yeah.
So collecting societies, as Dinali, the publishing houses, Kamohar,
yep,
they collect these monies from some of these collecting, CMOs, and also from some of the users. But they still refuse to account clearly and properly for the monies that they collect. For example, one of the biggest issues currently in the country is that there is another collecting society, a collector, what is known as a needle time. Needle time, it can be the music that is played, let's say, for example, on 702,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The law in that regard says, before you can collect, you must expressly have a mandate from the rights holder, right? But this collecting society goes out there and collects the money of the American musician where this royalty does not exist. And the question is, what happens to that nearby collector? By share together with some of these major record labels, which impact what the local musicians are supposed to be getting. For example, if you listen to the repertoire 702 on Sundays, it's mainly American music. And I suppose 702 pays a certain amount of money to Sampra. But that money doesn't flow back into the South African industry because in America, Ahuna and Middle Time, what you call royalty. So all that we are saying is pay those royalties back into the South African music industry, because you cannot collect a right, yeah, somebody from a country where that right does not exist, and then you claim that money Wainga Wisa over.
So let me understand. So whatever music we play here on 702, that those royalties are collected by the,
yes,
collection companies.
Yeah.
But those the music that is played is as you say, mainly American. So,
yep,
that money is supposed to go to the American artists that,
yeah, but where there is reciprocal rights. So in America there is no nasal time.
What does that mean?
It means to say, for example, Praobri, I cannot erect the goalpost to come to South Africa and say, Kizala Polo, and yet the other side, Abana the goalpost. So it means that the money
is being collected. So the money is being collected, but it is not necessarily taken to the United States to go and feed the families of those artists.
Yes, because that right does not exist in the U.S. and other territories. So all that we are simply saying, Sampra must stop sharing that money with these big companies like Boy Universal. That money must come back and help to develop and take care of our artists in this country.
Yeah. And what does develop and take care of our artists in this country mean?
For example, there's a whole lot of money that these collecting societies are somebody collecting. we could be setting up, you know, a funeral scheme for our artists. We could be setting up medical schemes, depending on the rules that we develop for the artists in this particular collecting societies. But we're not doing that because the bulk of the money, it felt like I barely had to, but it's not living.
What about the money that is generated, I suppose, also collected by these collection companies of artists that are South African? What happens to that money?
Because what we do is the system that is being developed, is that they look at the advertising revenue. So if my music plays on Hysel compared to Ukhozi, the advertising revenue ya Ukhozi Inyani compared to ya Hysel. So the music that plays on Hysel, if at a much higher rate.
Sure.
And most of the time when Hysel Baba Palaying, it's the overseas, or should I say international stuff.
So amongst the things that you are calling for is that the money that is collected for overseas artists where mm-hmm. we don't share the same sort of distribution regimes as here, that money should be put into a pot and it must be used for the development of artists here.
Absolutely, perhaps. Absolutely. And we also want a proper and a clear accounting system. Like, for example, just as a by the way, you know that the method that is being used for SAPC to collect the money, it's a very a problematic method that they are using. For an example, they go there with a blanket license. So there is no a proper and a clear accounting system, how to collect a charity from SABC. And the bulk of that money, Iago, these publishing houses, and the majority of them, the owner, give among the companies like Bolune. So all that we are saying is that this is the beginning of a mass rolling action where we are calling for a complete overhaul of the royalty payment regime in our country.
Yeah. Of the money that is collected by and for, well, let me say, all the money that is generated by artistic works of South African artists, is that money reaching South African artists? I'm asking that question because I can see all sorts of arguments arising around the how to use the money that is supposed to go to the United States or any other countries. I can see a big argument coming out of that. But what is certainly not an issue for debate is that the money that comes, that has been created or that has been generated by the creative work of South African artists should be going to South. I mean, that stands without much controversy in my mind. Tell me the process of that money. How does it move around? Where does it come from? How does it get to a South African artist, for example? Brian there? Why am I losing Brian? 011-883-0702. Brian is the spokesperson for Pay Our Royalties movement. They have a protest march taking place tomorrow at 11 a.m. To Universal Music offices in Rosebank. And he's educating us as to how the collection of royalties for artistic works done perhaps by foreign artists, but also by South African artists, and what the impediments are. Why is it that artists are not getting what is due to them? And then maybe how can we as a society help in that process? Wasn't aware that the music that is produced and played here in South Africa does not necessarily go back to those countries where the music comes from, because we don't have reciprocal sort of collection regimes. So where does that money come from? The suggestion there is that money, which is obviously collected by these record labels, be used for the development of South African artists and looking after, I suppose, certain needs that they may have of a social nature, and just really trying to get a little bit more understanding of how that works. I am also interested to find out exactly how royalties that are due to South African artists get to them, or what are the impediments? Why is it that we are not seeing those royalties getting to those artists? Brian Mokoena is the spokesperson of Pay Our Royalties Movement. I'm not really sure why we are breaking our connection with them. I see Ntateng trying to get in touch with them again and again. But Brian, please answer your phone if you can, please, so that we can have a better understanding. But Teboho is in Sandton. Good evening to you, Tebza.
There's a beautiful song I love. I'm sure you know it. When there no Zuma,
yeah.
You know that song. When there no Zuma, when no Lala, when no Lala, I
Tell me something. I saw that clip and I said, there's my friend there.
Yeah.
I'm telling Mike.
I'm still waiting for the answer. When they do Zoom.
So you totally answer. But tell me something.
Yeah,
I mean, you've been in the music industry for forever. Right?
Absolutely.
Is what Brian talking about resonant with you?
120% spot on. Actually, I'm very happy. I wasn't, you know, Aubrey, you know, we've been fighting this battle forever, ne? Mm. You know, and some of us have started organizations, so many organizations, and we're trying to unite the industry behind this thing. But, you know, this is like, it's like South Africa, Iloilwe, I don't know, we need more prayers or what, but what I can tell you, Kohore, that we need to change the royalty regime. I was talking to Brian earlier. I said, up until we change the royalty regime in this country, we are getting nowhere slowly. I mean, how many times have South Africans heard the story of artists dying as paupers and living in poverty, poverty as we speak? We've got legendary artists, even new ones. The royalty regime has to change. And there's money, you know, the late Dr. Graham Gilfillian, before he passed away, make his soul rest in peace. You remember he had released a report of how much money is sitting with various collecting societies, over $1 billion, all of them combined. And we just have a government that is not willing to take a decision. They're massaging the problem. And this is why some of us are asking the question.
What decision should government take?
Simple. Just deal with the problem. I mean, we are sitting with a problem for many years of royalty distribution. We've had ministers visit all the collecting societies, call meetings with the industry. You know, Aubrey, I remember even during President Mandela, we met President Mandela as artists at the Gold Reef City. We met almost every president, and Jacob Zuma was the only president who actually, even for me, did something. Because of, as we speak, you know, you've heard stories about the Copyright Amendment Bill that we've been saying it needs to be fixed before it's passed into law. It's President Zuma who came up with that process. But and he was trying to resolve the same matter of why are artists dying as paupers when there's so much money that's available to them. But
the money that's available to them? I mean, because Brian made a very interesting distinction that there's money that should be going to American or let me say international artists that we play a lot of, but it doesn't because we don't share, similar regimes, collection regimes, regimes as them, and so the money is collected and it's stuck here and shared amongst these big recording labels. Is your understanding that money should now be shared amongst South African artists?
Absolutely, it should come back to the South African artists.
Why not?
Remember,
because it's not your money.
No, it's our money. You know why?
How is it your money, Debza?
Aubrey, it's our money because of, number one, the media in this country for some odd reason that I've never understood. They play more music that comes from outside rather than our music. That's one. Number two, we suppose.
But how does it make it your money?
No, in this way, they're supposed, all collective societies are supposed to enter into a reciprocal agreement.
Yes.
So I collect for you in my territory.
Yes.
You collect for me in your territory. But what is has been happening? We've questioned this thing many times. There's never been answers to say, you want to collect for these artists who don't actually collect for us because of they, most of them don't even have little time. So this money, let's agree, if you don't collect for me, why must I collect for you? So in those agreements, we must make them so watertight that if you don't collect for me, then I don't have to give you my money from my country. Because sure. Remember, when you are SAMRO, you are South African Music Rights Organization. And I'm making an example with SAMRO. So you are not American Music Rights Organization. So why do you take so much interest in wanting to collect for them and not for us?
Because it makes money for them. What I'm trying to understand, stay with me. Shouldn't the attempt be to say, if we're going to play R. Kelly's music here, that we do everything we can to get that royalty back to R. Kelly? It's his work.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Well, he's done that work, and that same principle must then be applied with even greater fervor for the music that I play that Teboho has created.
Yes.
And that money must go to Teboho.
Yes.
What I'm sort of failing to understand, and the logic behind it, Debza, is why is it that the music that was produced by R. Kelly must come to Teboho?
Because and this is where now government has to come in.
Yes.
Remember, government's role is to protect the most vulnerable of your citizens. So you cannot be a government that is failing your own citizens. Then you become useless. When you are government, when it comes to these international treaties, remember, intellectual property is a universal phenomenon, but every country must have its intellectual property laws that seeks to whilst it protects intellectual property across the board, but based on those international treaties that we've acceded to, you first put your citizens as a priority to make sure that it's a nigga. So you make sure that you cover your ground in such a way that you don't find yourself. Exactly the question you're wanting to ask, to say, yes, if R. Kelly has been played more than Teboho, he should get his money. But whose role is it then to protect your people in such a way that even though R. Kelly is played more than the South African artists, we love R. Kelly. So, but there must be a way of compensating to say, play your R. Kelly all you want, but part of R. Kelly's money must remain in the country to develop South African artists and to empower South African artists so that you don't have this thing of apartheid.
Why?
You understand? Why?
Why? Why should R. Kelly's money come to South African artists?
That's what I'm saying, Aubrey. You make your laws in such a way and your international treaties that you accede to, before you sign these international treaties, make sure that you don't just sign because of it's an international treaty and you don't look at which direction it's skewed and who's going to benefit more in those. So the problem is that government is not playing its role to protect us in
Would you agree that maybe a tax on R. Kelly's music should come to the South African music fraternity rather than the royalties that belong to R. Kelly coming to South African artists? You know why I'm asking this, Debs?
Yeah.
Because I would then want to argue for the same to be done for South African music played in other parts of the world. That those treaties, those agreements, then be reestablished and strengthened so that artists all over the world are paid fairly. If Debza's music is going to be played in the United States. And I'm seeing a lot of my piano music being played in the United States. And I'm based on what we've been talking about today, I'm wondering whether those artists are getting what's due to them, the South African music musicians that are being played all over the United States, all over Europe, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether they are getting what is fair to them. And I'm arguing that if we capitulate and we say, no, let's just take what is collected in South Africa for international artists and simply just pump it back into the South African system without taking due consideration what is due to international artists, the same will be done for our artists. And we are on an upward trajectory, not a downward trajectory. So I'm saying, obviously, I understand that taxes should be paid by artists who perform in South Africa. Music should be performed in South Africa for the development of the South African music industry. Looking after South African artists, sure, I agree with that. But I'm not sure if I agree that the royalties that ought to be going to R. Kelly should be coming to Teboho. Or am I understanding it correctly?
No. We're missing each other there.
Right.
You know, royalties is a complex thing to understand. But
yeah.
let's simplify it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying let's punish the artist.
Yeah.
If South African media and government is not wise enough to understand that we need to play more of our music so that our copyright can be more active, so that our artists can earn more royalties. It's not the artist, the American artist's problem that their music is being played. They must be paid. They are artists.
Yep.
They are our brothers and sisters. They are our colleagues. We agree with that. And so the reverse is happening, where our South African music is not being played in the major radio stations of other countries. Get me here. They don't play our music in other countries. If they play a song, maybe it will be Meda Makeba there and all of that. But in the digital platforms, maybe it will be easier to understand. It's not only a South African problem. Music has changed. It's gone digital. But we are just a number. You know, for an artist to earn $1 on YouTube or on Spotify, they have to have not less than 300 or 1,000 streams just to earn $1. So when you are paid, it's unlike when you used to sell CDs. When you sell 100,000 CDs, the money comes to you.
Gotcha.
Now, the people that make money are the platforms. That's another discussion altogether.
I hear you, my brother. Thank you very much for joining me. Much appreciated. Brian is back. Brian, thank you very much for coming back. I'm not sure what happened there that we lost you. Can I take one more call from a listener who's been holding, and then we come back to you again? Lisiba, you are in Mabopane. Hi.
Hi. Good evening, Rob.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My thing is twofold. Right?
Yep.
I'm saying, number one, marches and protest and whatever does not solve the thing. These people are artists. Now, as an artist, if you are not happy about a situation, you write a song, a poem, a book, whatever, about that. That person, that Aubrey that you are not happy about, would not like the whole world to be listening to a song that is talking bad about him. And on the question of collecting money, I'm saying, the march is out. There's a Right to Information Act in this country. You can go to whoever is collecting whatever money, demand the books, and then from that you will get what you are owed. Take them to court if they don't. Simple.
Yeah, but surely, Lisiba, we as the art consuming public, should lend our shoulder to the plight of artists when the distribution of the proceeds of their work doesn't get to them. Surely we should be in solidarity with them in that sense?
Well, that is what we are doing, but you cannot go and burn a tire because somebody is not paying your royalty. I mean, even the smoke of the tire won't reach them. But if you were to write a song, a book, yeah. a play about that,
yes.
it will damage their brand. Of course, they will have to wake up.
Lissi, and,
but yeah. when on the payment issue, you have a law on your side. You can demand those books, mm-hmm. get the totals of what 702 or whatever Lissiba Radio paid them, demand your share. If they don't, you take them to court.
Lissiba in Mawapane, much appreciated. Brian, Lissiba is questioning the wisdom of protest. Are you going to be burning tires tomorrow?
Firstly, we are not going to be burning any tires. And secondly, it is our constitutional right to express our feelings in the manner in which it is permissible by the South African law. And I believe the picketing and handing over of a memorandum is accommodated in that regard. And furthermore, we have been throughout these years, I think Tebogo Tsatu, when my phone got cut off when I listened on the radio.
Yeah, he took over from you, yeah.
Yeah, highlighted the fact that this talk has been going on way, they started way, way, way back, even at the time of Ntate Nelson Mandela, where we were complaining, saying that we've got problems, blah, 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 help, right? And nothing has happened. So at least now we have decided to take another form, another route of making sure that what belongs to the music industry, what belongs to the artists, what belongs to the producers is paid by the record companies and the producers.
Yeah, yeah.
Aubrey, I just want to clarify, I just want to clarify something regarding the issue when you raise the matter of R. Kelly.
Yeah.
We are simply not saying that R. Kelly should not be paid for his music.
Yes.
We are simply saying, because in the territory where R. Kelly comes from,
yes.
there is no mineral time right.
Yes.
Right? So it means that the Americans have no systems in place wherein when music is played on their radio, let's say Miriam Makeba's music or Amapiano is played
yes.
in their radio station, they don't have systems where they collect that money and bring it back. So why then should the South African system be created wherein if we play any American music which does not have the middle time regime, then we simply collect that money and then we give it. Let's say if his music is released with Universal, then we take that money and give it to Universal and say, this is your artist. And yet, when our music is played overseas, we don't get such a
repercussion. So here's the answer for that question.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, I'm speaking here from a position of ignorance, and you let me know if I'm not on the right track, that the struggle then should be the creation of those systems that are going to benefit both artists on both sides of the pond. And the reason why I say that, Brian, is because you're right. In the past, we've seen that there is minimal play. You call it needle time?
Exactly.
Needle time and its neighboring
rights, yes.
Yeah, of South African music in America, for example.
Mm.
But I'm arguing it's growing. I'm arguing that I'm watching how the Mapiano phenomenon is growing phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
And surely what is being consumed overseas of South African music. I mean, remember just recently the phenomenon of Jerusalem. We saw Baruti in Italy. Those monks jiving to Jerusalem. And I'm saying that if indeed those regimes don't exist, part of the struggle, part of the protest should be we want those regimes in place so that we too can reap the benefits of our artists' works that is growing overseas to come to, then we'll be seeing serious money coming into South Africa. I'm uncomfortable, a little bit uncomfortable with the idea that says, let's keep the status quo as it is, and just take the money that is there. Somebody sends me a message now. I think somebody says, his name is Musepele Kolokilikane Sefadi. He says, but Obis, maybe the question should be, who pays for the international music to come locally? Is it artists or these record labels? the SA Artist Music, no brainer here. Absolutely. We there's no issue there. We need to get that money into the pockets of our artists, and we should do more. We should support that. But surely part of the struggle should be we need more. We need the regimes, the systems to complement one another so that, yes, we pay American artists their royalties, but then they pay us our royalties because more and more South African music is being played overseas.
Aubrey, I fully agree with you that systems should be put into place,
yeah,
wherein we are able to repatriate the money, especially of our young stars who are currently riding the wave in the form of Amapiano.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the powers that be in the Union Building, so shall I say, Department of Trade and Industry and Foreign Affairs, have been failing to listen to us. Furthermore, some of these record companies, your major record companies,
yeah,
they've also been pushing this envelope, I don't know, that money should not come back because they keep it there. Over.
No, they're making money. I can see that. Yeah.
Yes. I've made an example of one of the founders of Amapiano, Angelic, right? Mm. Who is currently involved in a protracted negotiations with Universal, wherein he is demanding a proper and a clear accounting from Universal of his royalties as generated by his music.
Yeah.
And we don't have that. Furthermore, all that we are simply saying, Universal is the first step that we have taken.
Right.
Next month, we've got another link. Maybe we might even go and protest outside Department of Trade and Industry, which is supposed to be helping us to have such...
Oh, Kanti Barakmang, the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, is he not the right person to...
No, that one is simply act as the custodian of the arts and culture.
Oh. You know,
the relevant department, the Department of Trade and Industry, which controls and regulates the what you call collecting societies and things like your copyright amendment bill, resides in
Limpopo. But he's at every award, man. Kimboni on the Metro Music Awards. He was saying nice things.
Oh, Bruce.
No.
Was I hopeful that bitch has been called a Pamo?
Yes.
Yeah, I those are
Pamo
issues, but
right. The real let's
Department of Trade and Industry.
Yes.
That's where the money is. Where we need to go and make sure that when these guys and they negotiate these treaties, they make sure that Rona we do not as on the day get ripped off.
How do we support?
So
you?
Going to Universal, yeah, is the first step. And
yeah,
I want to answer the Siba in Seshangube. Going,
yeah,
to Universal is the first step.
Yeah.
And we are simply saying our approach is going to be a holistic one.
Yes.
We are not excluding other processes. Yes, it's true. Musicians, what you call poets, when they express themselves, they write things, compose songs and whatever. But in order for them to have the necessary impact and the necessary oomph, we need to get out there in the streets and make sure that we demand what is equally ours.
Mm.
Because at the same time, writing those poems, writing those things, most of the times we still going to struggle as well to get the necessary airplay on our airways.
Mm. Mm, mm, mm. So how do we support you, Brian?
We are calling on all the what you call peace-loving and, of course, people who love our arts and culture, which is the window to the soul of the nation, to join us tomorrow at the Zone Rose Bank, where we'll be delivering a petition to Universal that we hope that Universal will also be able to share with its counterparts, GoRisa. And we are hoping that as of tomorrow, there'll be a movement wherein now, whenever we raise our voices, people will be able to understand some of the issues or some of the problems that our artists and producers are facing. They are not of their own making. I've just made an example of Melu Sanda. Melu Sanda of Lusanda Spiritual, a very prolific musician, a very, top-selling gospel artist.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks ago, she came out and said, I'm down and out, help me. How many times must we have such situations? How many times must we have situations that will make a team? How many times must we have situations where...
But is there a conversation to be had when Brian...
come again, bro.
Is there a conversation to be had about the responsibility of artists also in the management of their financial issues?
More I agree with you. Like any other individual, like any other human being. I mean, perhaps whenever if I were to win 50 million lottery, we'll throw on a balloon and shift the way I'll be slicing them up, you know? And I won't be eating burrito bowl. I'll be going.
Yeah, I mean, I watch that program called I Blew It, and I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So we are saying, I mean, that's human nature, but let those problems that the artists encounter.
Sure.
Of their own making.
Sure. So you're saying that people would probably be in a better place to make better decisions if they've got what belongs to them, yeah?
I agree with you, perhaps. I agree with you, and it's about time. I mean, 30 years of democracy where our musicians have been painting this beautiful picture of a South African society that... the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu referred to as a rainbow nation. But unfortunately, for the artists and the producers, there is no pot at the end of the rainbow. If there is that pot, it's either what is supposed to be in that pot, it's half or a quarter. Yeah, what is meant to be in that pot.
All right, so it happens tomorrow. It is a process of rolling mass action. It's strategies that you're using. Other strategies are going to come into play to better the plight of artists in South Africa. Are we talking only about musicians here that are to be the subject of this protest?
We're talking about producers as well. We're talking about small, or shall I say, independent record companies. We're talking about music loving South Africans like Praot that we hope that would also join us. That will make sure that whatever that belongs to us.
And then telling Nara. Yeah, no.
They'll send to me, bro, because I know they double jazz.
They double me hutes, me bro, man. They double me hutes. No, I hear you, and the argument is compelling. And I think that you're right that we do need to look after our artists. We need to put in place regimes, laws that are going to look after them. Yes, each artist as an individual has their own responsibilities. But if the context, if the general context is not such that it lends itself to artists being able to make those decisions that are going to augur well for them as individuals, it is a very difficult argument to make to say that they are responsible when they're not getting what is due to them. So I hear that, Brian. I really do hear that. Once again, give us the logistics. When is it all happening? What time? Do we need to dress in something specific? What needs to happen?
The march, or shall I say, the handing over of the petition starts at 11 o'clock at number 126 Credoc Avenue, which is known as the Zone. We are all going to assemble in the parking area near Full North Restaurant, and then we'll all march to the offices at what you call some Universal Music. And for those who would like to join us but are unable due to transport issues, we have organized committees that will depart from Downtown Music at 9:30 tomorrow. So 9:30, Downtown Music, if you want to join us at the Zone, but because of transport issues you are unable to, we have organized committees. So people can go to Downtown, and then those committees will ferry them to what you call to Rosebank Mall, the Zone.
Brian Mokoena, thank you so much, my brother, for clearing some of these issues out for us and educating us. I think the South African populace needs to understand some of the dynamics that have come through today. And thank you so much to Teboko also, who caught the ball as we lost you on the transmission. Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rahul.
All right. Brian Mokoena, a spokesperson for Pay Our Royalties Movement, PORM.